Hello again and welcome to Pick Yourself, the podcast that helps you build a meaningful electronic music career. If your goal is to create and release outstanding music on respected labels, get better bookings and grow a tribe of true fans instead of just social followers, then this show is for you. My name is Philip, thanks for tuning in, and now let's get right into today's episode. Welcome to episode 35 of Pick Yourself. As always, I'm super happy to have you here with me again. It's a wonderful sunny day here in Berlin. I just had a walk with my dog and I'm now back in the studio and excited to share some new stuff with you here on the podcast. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about writer's block and how to overcome it as a music producer, because we all face writer's block at some point. It's not something special. You're not a failure because only you suffer from writer's block. This is very common and there are ways and strategies to deal with it. And I want to share some of the things that I've learned over the last years. But before we jump into today's topic, let me quickly remind you that we have an awesome community going on. So if you go to pickyourselfpodcast.com/community, you will be forwarded to our private Facebook group. Private means like nothing gets publicly shared that is inside this group. But there are some great people there and they help each other, they support each other, they give feedback to each other. And I'm also part of this group. I obviously do my best to answer all of your questions in there. And most importantly, we have some interesting discussions going on. So if you want to have some support network during your artist career and see other DJs, other producers, other artists as collaborators instead of competition, then you are the perfect person to join this group. So go to pickyourselfpodcast.com/community. Now, in the next weeks, I'm going to start interviewing some new podcast guests because I think this is the perfect time right now during the corona crisis in 2020 to get some insights by other people and bring them on the show because they are not on tour. They probably have a little bit more time to talk right now. And if you have suggestions and you want to hear someone on the show, you want me to interview a special guest here, then please let me know. Post it in the group or send me an email directly at philip@kopilko-productions.com. And I'm happy to try to get these guests on the show. So just let me know and I'm super excited to do these interviews for you. Last but not least, if you need some material to work on your artist career, I have a free guide for you. It's called The 7 Strategies of Highly Successful Electronic Music Artists. And you can get that by going to pickyourselfpodcast.com/free. And what I've done here is I basically condensed the strategies that have worked for my most successful studio clients. And I've put them into a very easy to consume PDF format. It takes you like 5 minutes to read, but it's going to change dramatically the outcome of your artist career if you take that seriously. So check it out at pickyourselfpodcast.com/free. And now we jump right into today's episode. So the topic of today's show is how to overcome writer's block as a music producer. So first of all, artists in general, not only musicians, have been struggling with writer's block for decades, for centuries. Since the dawn of time, writer's block has been around. And this thing of like staring at a blank piece of paper or your empty DAW session, trying to force yourself to produce something meaningful and worthwhile, can be super frustrating. So the goal of this episode is to take a little bit of that pressure away. And I'm going to show you 5 tricks that you can use to overcome writer's block and get creative again. And these tricks, they are things that have helped me in the past, that have helped a lot of my artist friends and producer friends. So this is real world stuff that is hopefully easy to implement for you as well. So the first big message that I want to get across here on this show to you in regards to writer's block is stop fighting it and start channeling it in the right direction. So I believe that the first important step of dealing with writer's block is acceptance. You have to stop feeling guilty. You have to stop feeling like a fraud simply because you're suffering from writer's block in that moment, because it's not your fault. And you're also not alone with this problem. Every single artist that I've ever met, and I believe to say every single artist that has ever lived, had to deal with this issue at some point. And I think it's a natural reaction to act like this, to sit in front of your empty DAW session and you feel like a failure, you feel like a fraud, because you can't create anything in that very moment, or everything you try to create, it just sounds like shit, and you're super unhappy with yourself, with the things you produce. And then you start to ask these super dangerous questions like, am I really good enough? Do I really deserve this? Do I deserve to be a music producer? Do I deserve to have a meaningful music career? If I cannot even write a simple tune today. And so the problematic aspect of this reaction is that it kicks off this downward spiral. It gets worse and worse and worse. You start to tell yourself these negative things, which then, on the other hand, puts even more pressure on you. Then you try to fight that feeling and try to overcome it. But the more you fight it, the harder it gets, and the more you then feel like a piece of shit, basically. Yeah. Sorry to say it in that bold language, but I think it's important because this is essentially how we feel in that moment. And so I believe it's important to get out of this downward spiral as soon as possible. And therefore, you have to prepare yourself. You have to have some strategies in place to pull yourself out of this as fast as possible. So one thing that I've observed over the years is that the more you try to aggressively fight it, the more depressing it gets. You're basically adding fuel to the fire, even if you don't want it. And the trick of overcoming writer's block is to stay relaxed instead of putting even more pressure on yourself. Now, I know this is easier said than done, but the strategies that I'm giving you, they will help you feel more relaxed, basically. And your goal here is to trick your mind a bit and open it up again to new possibilities. So you first of all stop blaming yourself for this, and then you quickly move into trying out some of the strategies that have helped you in the past or that you would like to try out. The important thing is to just have them in the back of your head so you can easily pull them out when writer's block hits you. Okay, so let's go into my 5 tricks that help you deal with writer's block as a music producer. So the reason why I'm giving you these 5 easy to implement tricks and strategies is you can add them to your own secret playbook of dealing with writer's block. So this little playbook, imagine it like something that you can just pull out in that very moment where you need it. Every time the issue comes up, you simply pull out your list of tricks and strategies and you try out what feels right at that moment. And the benefit of having these prepared beforehand is that your mind automatically starts to relax, thanks to the fact that you have an emergency plan in place. So writer's block shows up and you're like, oh, okay, no problem. Let's try out strategy number 4. And this alone can ease the stress quite a lot and ease the pressure. So my go-to strategy number 1 is change your environment. Because nothing's worse than being stuck in your studio or your apartment, staring at your screen and banging your head against the table or wall, trying to squeeze out something good. It just doesn't work. You cannot force yourself. And one of the easiest methods to overcome writer's block is to simply change your environment. And I've already talked about going into nature and capturing field recordings in my episode on generating song ideas. This is just one of the ways you can change your creative environment to overcome writer's block and get new inspiration. And sometimes it's enough to do a short walk, yeah? A short walk to put your mind into a more relaxed state, spark new creative ideas. Because remember, it's all about reducing pressure. Now, when you do this short walk, I personally don't think that it's a good idea to have your phone with you. Because your phone is going to pull you into that distracting mode where you just go onto social media, you check your feed, and you see all these other people having success and posting wonderful pictures of how creative they are right now in their studios. I think that is poisonous. I think you should really protect yourself in that moment of having writer's block. So just pull out pen and paper and do a little bit of creative writing, for example, when you do your walk. You sit down on the bench, and just pull out your little physical notebook and write some things down. Even if you just write down how you feel, that already can ease the pain a little bit. In case you have a field recorder, just take that with you and try to collect a couple of samples just during your normal casual walk. Yeah, so you don't have to go deep into nature to do that. But then try to take this whole concept one step further. You could also take your laptop or even just your phone or tablet with some music creation tools to a co-working space or a cafe. So this doesn't work right now during the corona crisis, of course, but this will be over at some point. Maybe even one of your music buddies or producer buddies wants to do a studio session at his or her place. So you do something together, something collaborative. This is also something that helps you change your environment. And if you don't have the possibility to bring some basic equipment to a different environment, you can try to bring memories of another place back to your studio. So for example, going to an art exhibition is one of the best ways to get inspired. So just make sure your visit isn't too long, because you might end up feeling very exhausted, too exhausted to work on music. But consuming other works of art and taking these memories back into the studio, that helps you feel inspired again, and that helps you overcome writer's block pretty effectively. And I always recommend taking notes during such visits, so you can capture your emotions and memories for the studio later and pull them out very effectively. My trick number two: try out a new instrument and get as many cool samples out of it as possible. So if you're dealing with writer's block as a music producer, you often aim too high. So maybe you just weren't meant that day to write a full song. But that doesn't mean you cannot work on music, yeah? You can still collect great sounds, for example, as a starting point for the next session. And there's a specific method that I want to recommend here, and that is demoing something, playing around with it, and trying to get great sounding, interesting, weird sound design samples. So you simply download the demo version of a virtual instrument, or even rent an analog piece from one of your friends, and you try to get as many interesting samples from it as possible. And remember, this is not about finishing a song, it's just about sound design and experimentation. And if that ends up turning into a full song, then that's even better. But even if it doesn't, you still end up with a collection of very cool samples that you can use in your next session. So just make sure that you export these sounds in high quality and save them in a specific folder, some kind of inspiration folder. And this is going to be your future inspiration treasure box, and it might make it way easier to get started with new songs in the next session. All right, trick number three: reintroduce playfulness and mistakes in your composition style. So often when we're facing writer's block, we start to overanalyze our way of working, and that is really problematic. In other words, we're trying to outsmart ourselves, and that never works. Instead of focusing harder, you should do the exact opposite. You let go and you start to be playful again. So be audacious, be bold, dare to make mistakes. That is absolutely okay. So for example, instead of trying to draw in every MIDI note perfectly by hand, try to just play things on your keyboard, even if it's not perfect. Another example would be, instead of writing in a specific key, you could use wrong notes and see if you end up with something interesting. And with wrong notes, I mean like something that is not perfectly harmonized, something that has an interesting edge to it, that still works in a different harmonic context maybe with the original key. Another thing you could do is put a delay with extreme feedback settings on your track and start automating these parameters throughout the song. And you overdo these things intentionally. Yeah, so it might sound wrong at first, but then you start noticing something interesting, something quirky, something weird about a specific part. And then you maybe just export that part, that little snippet, yeah, and use that as the starting point for your song. Another great way of using playfulness to your advantage is to do live recordings of rhythmic instruments. So instead of programming a shaker or a hi-hat, you try to find something physical in your studio or your apartment that you can play live. And sometimes that's just a pack of rice, for example, or a spoon, yeah? These recordings might not sit perfectly on the grid, but that's okay, yeah? These little mistakes, these little flaws, they create the micro groove, they create the little shuffle feel probably in your recording that makes it interesting. Okay, my trick number four is use the power of randomness to your advantage. So sometimes if you want to get rid of a problem fast, then you outsource it. And in this case, it's especially easy because you can simply overcome writer's block by letting a randomization tool create your lead arpeggio or your shaker rhythm or whatever it is. Modern DAWs all have built-in tools for step sequencing MIDI notes, for example, and usually they also have some ways to randomize the process. And now you might say, oh, using randomization, that's not real composition, that's lame. And yeah, there is some truth to that, but hear me out here. I don't say you should randomize everything and just take whatever the machine spits out. All I'm saying here is that it can help break this mental barrier that you're facing. And it may take a couple of minutes before you're getting interesting results, yeah? But you're being rewarded with great, fresh inspiration. So let me give you an example here. Let's say you have a hard time coming up with a lead synth line. So you have everything in place, and now you want to put your lead on top of that. You're drawing in some MIDI notes manually, it doesn't work. You try to play it manually on your keyboard, it also doesn't work because you your hand reaches for the same notes again and again that you've been playing for the last years. So we all have that problem. And yeah, it just all sounds like something you have been doing in the past or like something that you are stealing from your idols. Now, try it out with a randomization tool. So some step sequencer or a randomized arpeggiation tool, whatever it is. And in the first minutes, it sounds like too random. It doesn't really work. But then you come up with a pattern that has some interesting edge to it. So the randomization tool has done something unusual. That's probably not perfect, but there is something in that. And now you try to dig deeper. You try to find out, yeah, okay, which of these, let's say, eight notes that it's playing and which part of that rhythm is making that interesting? And then you start to go all in that specific bit. So you extract that, and then you use your manual composition skills to bring that to the finish line. Yeah. And that is a fair use of randomization, I think. Okay, my fifth and final trick here is to educate yourself in music theory and try out something new right after learning it. So guess what? Writer's block has existed since forever. And for centuries, genius composers and researchers have studied methods of composition and arrangement. And believe me, part of that idea to formalize the writing process was to avoid being stuck. Yeah, this was one of the main reasons why people started to formalize composition rules and so on. Now, music theory, in my opinion, is just a way to help you understand all the different options that you have and then figure out what to do next. If you're now thinking something like, I don't want to learn this, I don't want to learn any music theory because it will force me in a certain direction and it will limit my natural talent or my natural creativity and it will pull me and into these directions that I don't want to be in, I have to call you out on this. Because this is a classic limiting belief that will prevent you from true growth, that will prevent you from pushing your own boundaries. It's a little bit snobby to say that you don't need any formal education in music theory. It's already very elitist to think that you're so special and so talented that music theory will destroy that natural talent within you. Don't underestimate the power of this theory in composition and arrangement. And I'm not a pro at this, yeah? So I have learned some, music theory, some jazz theory, but I'm not a pro in that. But it has still helped me tremendously over the course of my career, and I don't feel that it has had any limiting effect. And you also don't have to be a pro at this. Just be open enough to get started with educating yourself a bit, at least in this area. So a good place to gain very foundational knowledge is to go to Ableton's free learning music platform. And this is so basic that some of you might even laugh about that. But yeah, I think they've done a great job. And by the way, I'm linking to all of these tools and so on the blog post for this episode. So go to pickyourselfpodcast.com and look for this episode because there you will find all the detailed links and so on. And then beyond this very foundational knowledge, you can go to free YouTube tutorials. And, for example, look for harmonization tutorials. Talk about that. And then one step deeper is to buy an online course that helps you with music theory. Yeah, this is also a good option for some of you. If you want to go really, really deep and understand a lot of the basics of music theory and also some experimental options, then you can get great books on that. For example, Jazz Harmony by Frank Sicora. This is an amazing book that has helped me tremendously. And yeah, I don't remember everything from that book, but I still do remember that whenever I have a question on music theory and so on, I go back to that book and just look it up. And the good thing is that you can break free from your writer's block simply by trying out something new that you've just learned. This creates excitement, this creates some option for you, and your mind starts to think positively again and starts to see it as a challenge, as an opportunity, and is not thinking about the problem itself anymore. All right, so these were my 5 strategies to overcome writer's block. But beyond that, I want to recommend some other tools as well. So this is just a very small collection, but I think it's going to be super helpful for you. So my first recommendation is a book by Dennis DeSantis, and it's called Making Music: Creative Strategies for Electronic Music Producers. This book, it's currently free available on the Ableton website, by the way. This book is a collection of 74 strategies that help spark creative ideas. And these tricks are very short, but super effective. And I think this can be a great emergency companion if you're stuck. You just pull out that book, open some random chapter and see if that helps you. Then the next thing is Oblique Strategies by Brian Eno and Peter Schmidt. So this is a set of cards, like physical cards, that Brian Eno, the famous composer, and Peter Schmidt have collected. And this is extremely powerful, to say the least, because every card contains one very specific advice. And sometimes that advice is just one word, but it makes you think. It makes you think hard. And while it's nice to have these physical cards on your desk, they come at a premium price tag, of course. The cheapest alternative is a website that I'm linking to on my blog. So go to pickyourselfpodcast.com, and in the show notes for this episode, you will find this link to a website where you can, you know, just click the link on the website, and then it opens up a new Brian Eno / Peter Schmidt card. Yeah. I don't really like the design of that, but it's the cheapest option. I personally prefer an app that does this. It's a little bit more affordable, just like $2 or $3, I don't know. And it's way nicer than a website, and you can just install it on your phone or your iPad or whatever you use. And yeah, let me just pull that up quickly for you. I have my iPad right in front of me. So I just tap there. Then it opens up a new card, a new suggestion. And then this one says, towards the insignificant. This is all it says. Towards the insignificant. Now that makes you think hard, like, what is the insignificant? What have I overlooked? What should I look closer at? Let me tap again. Children's voices speaking. Now that is weird. So does that mean, like, I should put myself into the perspective of a child again? What would a child say in that moment? What would it do? I don't know, it makes you think harder. Let me tap again. Burn bridges. Right, what does that mean in my current situation? What bridges can I burn in my situation right now facing writer's block? Is there maybe a track I can delete in my project? Maybe I should limit myself. Yeah, so you get the idea here. These powerful cards open up a huge spectrum of options. And it automatically forces you to think harder. It forces you to open up your mind to new perspectives again. So I think that's a really, really good way to push your creativity again. So the last resource is Nea Machina by Martin and Thomas Pushalko. These two authors, they are designers, as far as I know. And unfortunately, I haven't found an English version of this book yet. But it's made by and for graphic designers first and foremost, but the principles inside this book can be easily applied to music production as well. And the great thing that they put forward in their idea of this book is they have developed playful methods of helping us break free from this staring at a screen, clicking on things workflow. And they help spice it up with hands-on experimentation. I think that's awesome. So just to give you an example, they design something on the screen, then they print it out, then they do another type of colorization just with their hands, then they scan this again, mesh it up in another digital program, then rip it apart in a way, print it out again, And through this idea of digitizing the process and taking it into the analog world again, and yeah, just playing with all the things that are available and not just what your Photoshop or whatever offers you on the screen, that helps a lot with opening up your mind again for new possibilities and connecting emotionally with your work again. And I think we can learn a lot as music producers from these graphic design ideas. So how can we turn something that we've created in the DAW, how can we take that out? How can we work with that in the analog world again and then digitize that back into the program? How can we mesh it up in interesting ways? And yeah, a lot of ideas can come from that. For example, you've created a very interesting synth patch, and then you might want to route that through your speakers and record it back into a microphone and do some kind of reamping thing with that. You can also put some kind of reverb in between, and maybe you even record them with a very shitty microphone that you have. You record that with that crappy microphone, but that gives it that special character that it didn't have before when it was still too perfect inside your computer. So there are endless possibilities, but the bottom line of this is it helps you get playful again. And by the way, if you have additional resources that you want to share with the community and with me, I would be so thankful if you could just go to pickyourselfpodcast.com/community and then post them in our private Facebook community. Or you just go to the blog post of this episode and you leave a comment below, because I'm really interested to hear what you have come up with, what strategies have worked for you, and also what tools are you using to overcome writer's block. And maybe I can then add them to the list here. It would be awesome to have an ongoing collection that grows and grows and grows, and so we all benefit from that, basically. So with that, I think it's time to move on to our action steps. Okay, so how can you put this into action? How can you overcome writer's block next time as a music producer? So, I've shared with you my 5 favorite tricks and strategies. I've also shared some tools with you. How can you take this now and implement it for your own artist career? My first action step recommendation is analyze how you've dealt with writer's block in the past. So, write down what has and hasn't worked so far, because sometimes you already overcame it successfully simply because you did a certain thing. Or you found yourself trapped because of XYZ and you didn't break out of that vicious circle. So write that down, because some of these answers for you might already be immediately available in your own experiences. So, for example, have you been too strict with yourself? Have you started that negative self-talk? Or maybe you've made great experiences with doing a bit of exercise, for example, and then going back into the studio. So it's important to have clarity for yourself of what has worked in the past and what hasn't. Now, action step number 2, start your secret playbook. So just remember your secret playbook. That's simply a list of things that either have worked for you in the past or might work next time you're facing writer's block. So use your analysis from the action step before. Use that as a starting point and add the things that have worked for you in the past to this playbook. And then also enter my 5 strategies that I have laid out here in this episode. And it's really important to keep this emergency file close to you, because next time you need it, it must be easily and immediately accessible to you. All right, final action step number 3. Next time you're stuck, commit to implementing one of the strategies without second guessing. And this is really important. Don't even think about it. Just try it out and enjoy letting go of all the pressure, because the idea of this playbook is to work as a go-to solution. Just pull it out and you implement it. The idea of this is to help you ease the pressure and to reactivate your playfulness and creativity. And the more you think about it and second guess it and analyze it, does this really work? I don't believe in it. I don't know. Well, then you're already inside that vicious circle. So just pull that trick out and start doing it. Okay, that's it for this episode. I would love to hear from you. What strategies have worked for you? What have you tried out? What helps you to overcome writer's block? What tools are you using to do so? Leave a comment at the blog pickyourselfpodcast.com or join our Facebook community and leave a comment there. We have a dedicated discussion thread for every episode, pickyourselfpodcast.com/community. And last but not least, don't forget to grab a copy of The 7 Strategies of Highly Successful Electronic Music Artists. It's a free guide. It will help you tremendously. Go to pickyourselfpodcast.com/free and see you next week again. If you don't want to miss any of the upcoming episodes, please make sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app. And you can find detailed blog posts for every single episode on pickyourselfpodcast.com. Until then, see you next time.